This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. As usual, we have some good news and some bad news to get things going today. Mahoney, since I betrayed you yesterday and I asked Audrey what she would prefer, what do you want first today?
You forsook me, Dave.
I did.
Let's start with the bad news today.
The bad news. What a change. A Connecticut woman was arrested twice in the same day for the same thing, driving under the influence.
Two times in one day. It's impressive.
Ellen Needleman O'Neill, 64.
Ooh.
64 was taken into custody Saturday afternoon after police said that she drove drunk around a parking lot and hit a parked car. O'Neill, she was driving in the city of Wilton, which is about 55 miles northeast of New York City, was charged with DUI and possession of a controlled substance after cops say that her blood alcohol content registered close to a .23.
Oh, the old Jordan.
Party. Yeah.
Nearly triple the legal limits.
Mm-hmm.
Also had codeine pills discovered in her bag.
Okay.
She was released on a written promise to appear at a future hearing, but roughly 8 hours later, pulled over again after leaving a nearby liquor store. This time, police say that her alcohol level was reportedly .09, which is just above the legal limit.
Yeah. She was feeling it. Like, she was hungover, and she was like, I gotta get the
hair of the dog.
Yep.
You're down, you're depressed, you just got a DUI ticket, you're 64 years old, so what are you gonna do? Do you drink your sorrows away? And then, boom, two for one. You think you,
If you're coming off of a .23, you probably don't even feel drunk at .09 anymore,
not
right?
Not even close, yeah.
Well, how annoying is that they were like, yeah, just drive your car home. Here's just like a written notice. Just keep your car. Everything's going to be cool.
Well, I'm not mad at them. They had to have released her when she was sobered up. You know, there's no way that she was continually drunk, going from a .23 to a .9. Because that's a couple hours. Processing all that stuff's going to take a while. But just learn your lesson. Like, a judge is just going to throw a book at her, man.
Yeah, well, they have revoked her right to drive. Mm-hmm. They also have said that she can't have a motor vehicle during the time. And she had her license taken during the second arrest, actually, on the spot. They take your actual license.
Yeah, I'm going to call this a day, and I'm gonna take this.
Got some good news today as well. A guy in California named Curtis Whitson recently went on a multi-day camping trip with his girlfriend and 13-year-old son, which seems
fun.
Kinda.
So much fun.
Me and my girlfriend in the wilderness and
her kid.
Creepy 13-year-old hanging out. They hiked across the river. They couldn't get back. The water rose faster than they expected. So
one of those tents with the liner in it. You know what I'm talking about? The divider.
Jacob, don't you dare crow. Don't you open it.
I can hear you across the... It's literally a Ziploc bag that is separating
us. That's not my mama over there. The water rose faster on this river than they expected. No way out, and there was no cell service.
WWE pay-per-view?
So they had to resort to putting a message in a bottle and sending it over a waterfall in hopes that somebody would find it, which seems like pretty slim chances.
Wishful thinking, for sure.
They took a green water bottle and scratched the word help on it. They put the note inside, said, "We are stuck. We're at the waterfall. Get help, please." Turns out two hikers found the bottle about a quarter mile downstream, called for help. Then a rescue helicopter spotted them around midnight, but they're like, we got to wait till morning
because
it's dark, and you know, we don't want to run into a tree or something. Did get them out in the morning, though. Airlift from out of there, and none of them were hurt. They're all fine. Curtis's son, Hunter, says he couldn't believe the message in a bottle idea actually worked.
Do they? Who sings that song? Is it the police?
The police.
Yes.
Yeah.
How do you know things
have been messed up here? Believe me, I already have it. Things
are
already messed up.
Police queued up with Sting, Stuart Copeland. Whoever else the third guy was, I don't know. I don't know who the third member of the police was.
I mean, do we really need to play this?
Well,
yeah.
It doesn't start for a while.
It's like 45
seconds.
Yeah,
it's like a Family Guy episode.
We're gonna
all right, we're
all
going to sit here for 45 seconds.
I would have just put this on my iPhone, put that in the green water bottle, and thrown that over the waterfall. Because when the hikers opened it, they were like, damn, they got good taste in music, too.
They would have gotten so caught up in the music that they wouldn't even have remembered that there's somebody stranded. It's about to start here, I'm sure, anytime. We're only 30 seconds in.
Lack of preparation. Okay. I mean, this was the jam.
Here we go.
I hope that someone gets mine. I hope that someone gets mine. I hope that
Jesus, guys.
Wait, here it is. Here we go.
See, you know why it takes so long? Stings into that tantric sex. It's like sex that's going to last like 22 hours long, man. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? I got 5 minutes.
Wrap it up, man. God, this show sucks.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Lack of foresight.
Mahoney, I got a text message from our old buddy Jeff Urso this morning. And he said that he finally figured out how to hook up, because he lives in Myrtle Beach now.
Uh-huh.
He finally figured out how to hook his iPad up to his car stereo so he can listen to us in the morning. And it only took him 6 years. So
at least 6 years.
Good for you, Jeff.
Well, now coast to coast.
Woo!
Coast to coast.
Look out.
That's right. Good morning.
Glad you didn't die in the hurricane.
Is he? You think he's got like an actual iPad?
Yeah, he does. He sent me a picture of it.
Hell yeah.
He's going to be sliding around in your seat. This is going to last about an hour and a half. You're going to be like, screw these guys. This ain't worth it.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
All right, first check of the voicemail is on the way. Also, top stories coming up. Things not going great for one San Francisco store owner. We'll explain why in just a moment, but it's probably worse than you imagine. Government says all those flavored e-cigarettes, we're probably going to ban them. And what about Wendy's for breakfast?
Hell yeah.
At first, I was like, whatever. And then
you were like, whatever.
I was like, what? Because Wendy's has a place in my heart, but it's for later in the day. Mm. And then they started talking about some of the things.
And you ain't eating at a Wendy's.
What was the last time?
Don't, why are you trying to fake the front? Audrey and I.
It's fake
over
the
here.
Funk, not fake the front.
That's what I said. I
no,
said
you
fake
didn't.
The funk.
No, you didn't.
Audrey and I over here are Wendy's connoisseurs of
we
the
are.
Spicy chicken nuggets.
Hold on.
You weren't even excited for the return.
You were
don't,
not.
Don't you two start ganging up on me. I just
we're
had
gonna
Wendy's
nugget
the other
shame
day.
You so hard.
You're over
I'm
here trying to
nugget
be
a, shame you.
Look like a nugget.
I got nugget shamed in college one time.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, so I was just wondering if you considered yourself a quiet or a loud person. I don't know. Some people just don't seem to give a crap.
Message deleted.
Are you talking about just in general or in bed or what? Because, I mean, I would say that probably all of us in general would be considered loud people.
Loud, yeah.
Right? I mean, that's...
I'm very loud in bed.
In bed?
In bed. I snore like crazy.
Oh. Let me...
Same.
Okay, let me ask you something. I mean, when it comes to in bed, right?
Uh-huh.
It's never a good thing if a guy is loud in bed.
No, shut
it?
Up.
Not you. Not you. I'm not asking you,
Mahoney. Shut your stupid guy face.
I'm not asking you. I'm asking Audrey. What do you?
Yeah, but there's also like nothing creepier than just like.
Put on some music.
Exactly. That's what Kings of Leon Only by the Night is for. Put on that album.
That's the best album ever. Love
put,
it.
Put on a, like a white noise machine, a fan, you know.
Just
the,
drowning out all noises.
24/7 news channel in the background.
No, really that's the, what are you talking about?
God. Just,
I don't know. No.
Tell me more, Lawrence O'Donnell.
Put on some partisan politics for me, baby. It really gets me going.
Please leave a message.
I like to flip between Lawrence O'Donnell and Tucker Carlson.
There
just
you
to really
go.
Get the whole, whole
the
spectrum.
Whole mood.
Yeah. And then really ruin the mood with Don Lemon.
You're laughing, you're crying.
Yeah.
You're laughing, you're crying.
I don't feel like I ever like have the time to like put on a song.
No, you said you yeah,
kind of
seriously.
Premeditated.
Like if you are an adult. And you are, you know, you've been with your whoever your partner is more than one time. You've got time to put on a, even if
well, even you're saying you don't? Like it just you get caught
just,
up in the
I'm
throes
just,
of passion still?
Sometimes, yeah. But I'm just saying
put
that
it on your phone. Just like
but I'm just not
one
like
second,
I'm
one
not
push.
Even just thinking about it from a perspective of like that's just not in our
like you should
like what we're thinking about doing, I guess, in the moment is just like putting
it's
on
spontaneous.
The tunes.
What is it like a fire spontaneously breaks out?
No, that's like, so nah, dramatic. Man. I'm just saying that that's not something that we don't put on music to set the mood.
I do. I'll go over there. I'll light a candle and I'll be like,
"Hey Siri, play the Police. Message in a bottle." I mean, you should have a sexy time playlist on your whatever smart speaker you have in your home, you know?
Like, guess we're boring.
I'm just we're giving you pro tips, man. Like this is what you do.
I like the grunts.
Oh, man, like,
just kidding. He doesn't grunt.
You've got like
the dogs in the background watching.
That is the worst, actually.
Stop licking my foot, you creep. Stay out of this.
They've got. Do you have any of your smart lights? Do you have smart lights tied up to any of your Alexas? Because you're an Amazon user. Do you have anybody or any of those tied
up? Not in my bedroom.
Like at my parents' house, you have like...
can you set it up where you're
dimmer
like...
Dimmer lights in your bedroom. Alexa, play.
Turn on the red light.
Roxanne starts playing.
No! I said message in a bottle. Damn it. You can't spell Roxanne. We don't got that.
Let's just move on.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, I don't think the phrase, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed, is worse than dealing with someone who is mad.
Message deleted.
Disagree.
Depends who it is.
Yeah. Because when they say they're disappointed, they're just, that's a nice way of saying them trying to like be enlightened and be like, I'm disappointed.
If it's your parents, you really care about their approval, right?
Well, sometimes.
Especially when you're younger. Do. Yeah, I mean, if your parents come to you and they go, I'm disappointed in you, you'll probably remember that forever. But especially the first few times it happens.
Is it disappointed like a mixture of sadness for that, though? Like, it's a difference than just mad. It's not like rage, anger.
Yeah. But if your boss comes to you and says, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed, you're like, that's fine.
Whatever.
I don't care.
Oh, yeah, same.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, I've been listening to you guys for a few years now. Love listening to you guys. And just keep up the good work.
Message deleted.
That's it.
Did you cut that message off, Ian, so he didn't get to the butt?
No, absolutely not. He got caught in a wind tunnel.
Sure he did.
What? Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
But I'm gonna move on.
It's not you. It's me.
Yeah. I'm not mad. I'm just kind of disappointed
in your stupid radio show.
Hey, Siri, play my exit playlist.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So San Francisco has had its challenges with homelessness, and a lot of that has to do with just how expensive it is to live in San Francisco. If you live in the Bay Area, and especially in San Francisco proper, and you work a normal job, I have no idea how you afford to live.
I thought you were going to say San Francisco had a problem with rice.
No, I was not. Why would I say that?
Because,
I get the whole Rice-A-Roni thing.
Because I feel like Rice-A-Roni has really plummeted over the last few years.
It really has.
We really haven't
seen
it.
No one talks about Rice-A-Roni anymore.
They don't. I feel like it's a long forgotten, thing of the past now. I feel like it doesn't get the love.
No, I mean, imagine if you worked in San Francisco and you made normal $50,000 a year sort of, amount of money, which is...
It's like a median income in California, yeah.
If you live on the actual island of San Francisco, like it, right there in the Bay Area, you can't afford to live.
You can't even live there for like $150,000 a year.
Well, we have a friend that does radio out there, and he was looking around at apartments, and for a one bedroom apartment, it was $6,000 a month, and that was before you turn on the lights and one parking spot was extra.
That's insane. I think it was just dubbed one of the most expensive places to live in the world, underneath Hong Kong.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's obscene, the cost of living there. I mean, the weather is nice, but it's not like...
Not really.
I'd much rather live in San Diego than San Francisco.
You gotta wear a windbreaker 24/7.
I look good in a windbreaker, though. I mean, put on some blue blockers and a windbreaker.
Okay.
I could be easily mistaken for a mall cop.
Well, because that's one of the issues in San Francisco where people just can't afford to live anymore. And so a lot of people have become homeless. They get hooked on drugs, everything else. And it leads to stories like this. Business owner, his name is Giles. He's 67. He was trying to subdue.
Is he a street fighter?
Giles, not Guile.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
He was trying to subdue a homeless man with a sonic boom who had pushed his sister after she tried to eject him for the second time that day from their South of Market store. But while holding on to him, the man twisted his head and bit the shopkeeper's arm in an attempt to escape. Yep. And this is the second time in a couple of months that he has been bitten by a homeless person.
Is this how the zombie apocalypse happens?
So This seems kind of worse than the zombie apocalypse. He said that the people that are homeless will keep getting in the back door of his shop. And the reason why they're able to get in the back door of his shop is because there's so many people that are urinating on his door that it has rusted it out.
I don't know. I don't know if that's going to be true.
Yeah, it's not just the urine, sir.
There's a lot of feces in the streets of San Francisco.
Yeah, it's
just rotting off the door handles of places.
He says yes. The shop owner who runs Harvest Urban Market has taken pictures of the homeless encampments near his business and says his back door needs to be replaced because it's rusted from all the urine.
I don't believe that.
Same.
And there is multiple people that have come into his store in the last couple of months and bit him while he tries to remove them from the store.
Well, you know how we solve this. It sounds like they're hungry. If we just get together and bring back some Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat, solve all the problems, Dave. All the problems.
They're like, I'm hungry, but there's this guy in blue blockers and a windbreaker that keeps trying to give me Rice-A-Roni, and I don't trust him.
You remember the guy who was rapping about blue blockers, and then they gave him a pair on the infomercial?
They gave him one pair. That was his payment.
Yeah, he made up a rap song on the spot down in Venice Beach, and they gave him a pair of blue blockers.
Ian is furiously looking for this right now, so he doesn't get scolded again for not having the blue blocker.
Don't
rap.
Worry, I see the blue.
You don't
blocker
remember
rap.
The blue blocker? Tell me you remember.
No,
this.
I don't.
From
do
2006.
No, it's way older than that. I mean, they might be the same guy, but literally that was like a piece of Americana, Dave.
So the government plans to ban flavors of e-cigarettes, which, whatever. I mean, it.
Just trying to make it less appealing for kids.
I guess, yeah.
I don't like this. Like, I don't like vaping. I think vaping is completely douchey. I think it's garbage. But if I'm an adult.
But it's kids it appeals to is the flavors.
But you're going to say me because these flavors appeal to kids. I can't do this as an adult. That's where the line comes in for me. And I go, don't market to kids. I don't think they should be able to advertise. I think it should be like cigarettes.
Here's the stat. More than 80% of underage teens who use e-cigarettes said they picked their product because it, quote, comes in the flavors I like.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I get that. But also, I bet a lot of adults pick their vape juice for the same reason, because it comes in the flavor they like. That's the reason I pick my soda, because it comes in the flavor I like.
I find myself very much okay with the government stepping in and taking away things that I don't like. I'm like, whatever. Nah. Good for you, government, finally.
I think it's douchey again, and I think whatever. I think if you're a teenager and you're vaping, you should know better. And I think that just the information hasn't been out there. I think that this is.
If you're a teenager and you're vaping, you should know better?
Yeah.
I would. It's like I would sneak out of the house and smoke 9 Black and Milds with my friends when I was a kid. What are you talking about? No better. Yeah, you fancy like that, Audrey. You know.
You know, we should bring back, besides Rice-A-Roni, we need to bring back those
wood tip Black and Milds.
Yeah, the wine flavor.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
At least kids today are vaping like grape. We're over here like huffing on Merlot flavored Black and Milds with a wood tip.
What were those crackly cigarettes that tasted really good?
The
Camel Crushes?
No, they were like
the cloves.
Cloves!
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's like we're better than the kids now who are vaping with...
We're over here smoking incense. Just...
Yeah. We're no better. We're just better. Dumb. Just older.
All right, now, I'm real fast. Let me tell you what I'm thinking just to come to pass. My name is Geek. I put them on as a shocker. Man, I love these blue blockers. Everything is clear. They block out the sun. Oh, yeah. I got to get me some. Everything is groovy now. No bull in my speech. This is what I do up and down Venice Beach. My name is Geek. I'm more than a hip hopper. And I'll be cheap if my blue blockers. Yeah. Now, what do I mean? Yeah, these sunglasses are really, really keen. So there you have it out there in TV land. Get you some glasses that sweep in the lamp. Remember what I said, now I'm a hip hopper, yeah. Go get you some blue blockers. Nah, yep, it's weak. I'll see you later. I gotta make some money on the beach.
Dave Farah and the fake morning morning shoes. Wait, fake morning. Dave Farah and the fake news morning show.
You know you're putting fake news out there.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news. Fake news.
Mahoney Morning Show presents Fake News
Farah. Jessica is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. How's it going, Jessica?
Good morning, guys.
So how's your fake news radar?
Pretty good.
Excellent. I've got three stories for you today. Two of them are absolutely true. Only one of them is fake. Your job is to figure out which story is the fake news. Mahoney and Audrey can help you out, although they have been pretty terrible at this game.
I am not terrible. I have an impeccable radar for fake news, mostly because I'm around you all day, and everybody knows that you're just an instrument of the government to spread false propaganda to the good people of this nation.
Yeah. Oh, so wait. So now I work for our government, because before you claim that I work for the Chinese government.
You work for all the governments.
All
Dave.
The governments.
The new
okay.
world order, sir.
I see.
QAnon. Yeah, that's
five.
You're on it. I know. It's a conspiracy.
All right. So here is story number one. Again, two out of these three are absolutely true. Only one of them is fake news. According to the Richmond Police Department, a 34-year-old by the name of Raquel Hernandez decided to leave her kids in the car while treating herself to an all-you-can-eat meal at the Golden Corral Buffet and Grill. The woman arrived at about 11 a.m. and was still eating when the cops arrived on the site at 5:20 p.m.
Nice.
29-year-old Sarah Ferguson, the waitress who warned the police, said she noticed the kids in the car when she arrived for her shift and saw them again when she finished her work for the day. That's when Miss Ferguson called the police and immediately freed the kids from the vehicle and went looking for the mom. The young waitress said she was shocked to find out that the mother of the children was the customer she had served during her entire shift. She was there during the whole shift I worked. The single mom of four will now face four charges of child abandonment and four charges of child neglect.
I'll say this much. I've been to Golden Corral many a times. I lived near a Golden Corral when we lived down in Houston.
Yeah.
And I would see ambulances there all the time. So anything can happen and anything is possible at a Golden Corral. Just keep that in mind.
I really hope that's fake, because let's just think about this for a second. She just ate for hours and hours and hours and left her kids to starve in the car.
They have a chocolate fountain.
I know that those children would have loved to enjoy, but instead
You know how much it is to bring four kids into the Golden Corral?
That's expensive.
Maybe she was loading up so she could
Mama bird them?
Yeah, mama bird them later.
Did you just say that chocolate fountain is overrated?
No, the kids are overrated.
Oh. Thought we were going to have a problem for a second here.
On to story number two. A Bud Light tractor trailer crashed when the driver was distracted by an adorable puppy.
Hell yeah.
And it was his dog, according to Florida Highway Patrol. The truck overturned along Interstate 75, spilling thousands of beer cans all across the highway. The driver, a 23-year-old by the name of Malcolm Jamal Wilcox, was subsequently ticketed for careless driving. Trooper said that he collided with the center median and overturned about 7:30 a.m. He had drifted onto the shoulder because his cute little puppy that was in the cab with him had jumped onto his lap, distracted him. He turned a little bit too hard, tried to correct it. The overcorrection didn't work. Good news is no one, human or canine, was hurt, and only one lane had to be closed for the cleanup of all the spilled Bud Light cans.
I mean, I believe it.
I believe that too.
I mean, if you're going to be distracted by anything, a cute puppy
would be the way to go.
If I'm going to, if I'm a police officer and you got to cite this guy for spilling his Bud Light all over the road, I would be more lenient if there was a puppy involved.
And last but not least, our third and final story. Police say a South Florida man was caught driving around naked through a neighborhood with electrical wires connected to his junk. 56-year-old Kurt Jenkins faces lewd behavior and exposure of his sexual organs and resisting law enforcement without violence.
Mm-hmm.
A Bonton Beach police report shows a witness report said the naked man, identified as Jenkins, drove by at him and gestured for him to look towards his junk. That's when the witness said, "Oh, there's a bunch of electrical wires hooked up to your junk. How about that?" And that's when Jenkins said, "Hey, why don't you hop in the car with me?" The man refused and called the cops. The cops showed up. Jenkins refused to comply, and he was eventually taken to the ground and handcuffed.
100% real. Florida, Bonton Beach.
Yeah. Bonton Beach.
That's
Boynton Beach. It's not.
Just trying to get his.
Who hasn't driven around with a car battery hooked to their boys?
It was actually the twig, if you will, not the berries specifically, which seems somehow much worse. All right, so we have three stories again. You're trying to figure out only one of them is fake. Is it Buffet Mama? Is it Bud Light Puppy? Or is it car battery to the junk?
Man, all these sound pretty believable. However, The one about the puppy, he's at work and he brought a puppy. Oh, no.
I mean, there are a lot of truck drivers who have dogs, though.
Companions.
That is not uncommon.
What do you think, Mahoney?
These all sound so real to me today. This is a really hard one. If I had to guess, car battery.
I'm going with that one too.
Car battery.
I mean, it's that. Like, I don't want the first one to be true, but I feel it in my heart that it is, because I know Cracker Barrel, or excuse me, I know, excuse me,
Golden Corral.
Are you trying to shame Cracker Barrel again?
But I would guess three, but I don't know. Like, again, so don't take my word for it, but that's just my uneducated input.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think, even though, I mean, I have seen Frankenstein and all that. Maybe he was just trying to resurrect, but I think that one's fake. I think that the Florida man with the penis attached to the battery.
Are you sure?
Oh, God.
I don't know. People are freaky.
Yeah, you might want to pick another one.
Florida mom. Wish I had a picture of her then. No.
I love that because it's so true. If you just can take a peek at what she actually looks like.
She's like a 23-year-old model. And you're like, there's no way, but
she looks like me.
She's 37 and looks like a globe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, time for your guess. What do you got?
I don't know. I think I'm gonna go with the third one.
The car battery?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. That is incorrect.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Jessica, we do appreciate you playing, though. It was a lot of fun to have you on today.
All right. Thank you.
And it's Frankenstein's monster, by the way, not Frankenstein. He was the actual scientist.
Josh, you have one crack at this. We know it's not the car battery to the junk. Is it Bud Light Puppy?
I can't believe that's real.
Or is it Buffet Mom?
Bonton Beach, man.
Bonton Beach.
I want to say I saw the thing about the puppy already, so I'm going to say it's the mom, first story.
Final answer.
Final answer.
You, sir, are correct.
Thank goodness. That makes me happy.
Josh, you get set up today. You nailed Fake News Fair. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash.
So Felicity Huffman is caught up in the whole college scandal thing with bribing people to get her sweet little snowflake into USC and Southern California. And she's saying she wants everyone to take it a little easier on her. She doesn't want to get the hard sentence because she's not the mastermind behind the whole thing. I'd kind of agree. Like, Felicity Huffman has totally cooperated with authorities. I get what she did was wrong. I don't really care.
Nobody
it's
was
kind
hurt.
Of, it's kind of a victimless crime.
Yeah, I mean, fine her. Make it hurt.
And she didn't pay out like hundreds of thousands of dollars like some of these people did. She paid $15,000 to give her daughter a leg up on a college entry exam. All sorts of stuff like this happens. It's not fair. It's not okay.
Nope,
but
it's not.
It's
but it happens, and this is the world that we live in.
Yeah.
Other people, there are plenty of people who are rich who have a lot more advantages than the rest of us, and do I think this is right? Absolutely not. Do I think she should be in prison? Hell no. That is just a waste of resources. Make her pay a good amount of money, make it hurt, and let's move on.
The thing is, they're kind of setting their kids up for future failure as this is, right? Because if your kid's not smart enough or studious enough to get into one of these high-profile universities and you weasel their way in...
We're gonna help our kids out. That's the thing. You want like most parents.
If you're rich though, like William H. Macy and Felicity Huffman are, your kids don't need to go to college.
They want their kids to go to try to get smarter.
Yeah.
You know, that's I understand it. I do. This is one of those weird ones that I just completely and 100% empathize with. I was like, if I'm in that same position, I had the finances to do it, I would do it.
You would also cheat your kid in?
Yeah, of course.
There is an Ohio mom, though, that is in court right now for faking her residency to put her kids into a better school.
And that's obscene too. Like why would you even charge somebody like that? It's garbage.
I agree, but I mean the likelihood of the difference is I guess is just what they're trying to What people are trying to say is that because they are rich, they're going to get away with it. Because people who are not rich are not going to get away with it.
No, I mean, who's going to convict the woman in Ohio? If you're sitting on a jury.
I don't know.
Well, Ohio's pretty stupid. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. The thing is like.
That's why she's trying to get her kids into a better school.
Every parent in every income bracket tries to do everything in their power to help their kids give their kids a better life than they had. But what's wild to me is that it's unnecessary. If you're rich, a four-year degree from any university is essentially worthless because you're already rich.
Well, here's the thing. They want their kids to learn, and maybe this will give them the ability to jumpstart and figure themselves out, plain and simple.
So this guy, whose name is Bruce Redman, he is an ex-producer of Survivor. He was convicted of murdering his wife in Mexico, and he has been released early after just 4 years into a 12-year sentence.
That's wild.
He was released a couple of months ago after he spent 4 years at the Quintana Roo jail in Mexico, which sounds awful. But he is reportedly back home in Southern California. Again, he served just 4 years for murdering his wife.
And he only had a 12-year total sentence?
Yeah, so they let him out early, but the fact that he only did 4 years of the 12 years is insane.
Are we going to let him? He's an American citizen, so he's coming back.
Oh, and by the way, he murdered his wife while they were on vacation with their kids.
Yeah, this was a big story.
Found her body in a sewer. Yeah, pretty awesome.
It was horrible.
He suffocated her. Found bruises all over her face and head. Yes, awful stuff.
Yeah. So hopefully, karma's a bitch.
It'll get you.
Yep.
Joaquin Phoenix was a real treat on the set of The Joker. He stormed off numerous times. They said in a recent interview with the New York Times. They were talking about working with Joaquin Phoenix, and there was multiple people who said that it was stormed off the set in the middle of scenes. He would just walk away and walk out, and the other poor actor would think it's them, and it was never them. It was always him. He just wasn't feeling it. The Times reports that Joaquin Phoenix did not storm out during any of his scenes that he was shooting with Robert De Niro.
Well, De Niro's a professional. That's why, Dave.
Well, they were saying that it wasn't him. It wasn't the other actors ever. It was just that Joaquin wasn't feeling it, so he would just storm out.
I mean, with the fact that this won out at Cannes this year, and the fact that it's got Oscar buzz, and it's a quote unquote superhero origin story, or a supervillain origin story. This is, Joaquin Phoenix is one of the best actors of our time, without a doubt, and he's definitely a method actor. So, to get the best performance, I'm not mad at somebody who's going to do that. Also, if you're going to delay the production, everybody's still getting paid. You're just tacking on more hours for everybody else.
Of course, the guy who melts down during alternative theater, if somebody interrupts
him. You don't understand
him. Art. Oh, I don't understand art.
Same thing.
You don't understand not being an a-hole.
Same reason I didn't I wasn't mad at Christian Bale when he got mad.
Oh, that was
during
the worst,
Batman.
Man.
I wasn't mad at him. Do your job right. We have a problem in America, and that people cannot take criticism. And if you're doing your job wrong, you should be told that you're doing your job wrong.
I think it's also maybe worth pointing out that people in America don't understand that it's not acceptable to throw a hissy fit and storm off the set because your emotions have got the best of you.
He's going to win an Oscar. Deal and he's going to make $20 million in his next
film. Exactly. You're going to make $20 million, you donk.
Nah.
Deal with your little frustrations.
Well, no, man.
Be a professional.
That's what real actors
stay on set. Don't suspend the production for hundreds of millions of dollars of budget and thousands of people that are sitting there waiting to get this shot so they can go pick up their kids from school. And you're uppity ass is going to storm off your trailer because you're not feeling
it. They're
not victims. What are you talking about? They're all victims
of
douchebaggery.
Dude, they're all getting paid union rates.
They don't get paid by the hour.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. You think the director's getting paid by the hour? You think he's like, get me to $15 an hour.
Sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty laundry.
So, Ian, if I understand you right, when it comes to this installment of Dirty Laundry, you met a person whose stature really impressed you.
Yes. Tall glass of water, my friend.
Tall glass
definitely.
Of water. Okay.
So, met him at the bar laundromat. Taller man, I would say about
6'5".
Very large gauges in his ears.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, multiple ear piercings around his ears. And the one thing that really caught me besides his stature was his huge eyebrow ring, which really doesn't, you don't see very often.
No, especially very 2002.
On a like giant 6'5 guy.
Yes, and it was a hoop. It was very Rodman-esque, if I may.
Okay.
So he was he's actually visiting. He has a friend who lives over by the bar laundromat, and he's very animated. He's from New York, but he has definitely been enjoying his time out here. But just not too long ago during Christmas, he had an incident at the airport. And he will tell us in detail exactly what happened.
Generally, airport incidents tend to be some of the worst.
Yes.
Let's have a listen.
Dirty Laundry.
We're here for another edition of Dirty Laundry, and I've met a friend, and you are a tall glass of water, let me tell you. You got gauges in your ears, you have multiple piercings, you have a large eyebrow ring, which you don't see nowadays.
No, not from the brothers, that for sure.
You just seem like you got some stories, man. So what's something you've never told anybody before? You said something happened last Christmas?
Yeah, Christmas time last year, I was coming from Tennessee. I flew in Christmas Eve. The next day, I got on the plane. I might have hit a dispensary or two on the way. At the airport, I'm going through the security, and they took my hat off. And finally, they get my hat. He opens it up, and there's a little Velcro pocket in the top of my hat. And there's a pre-rolled little joint in that, yes, absolutely. When they open it, the security agent looks at it and says, hey, what is this? I'm terrified. My shoes are in the bucket. My keys are everything. My wallet, everything. There's nowhere for me to go. I was like, I just looked at him. I'm like, I don't know. Because in my mind already, I'm arrested. I'm going to jail. I'm in federal prison. I'm on a no-fly list. Al-Qaeda's coming to get me. Life is over. You understand? It's Christmas Day. The lines are packed. So there's little old ladies in wheelchairs. There's kids there. Everybody's around. So he calls over one of his other TSA agents and says, hey, what is this? He's like, I don't know. He looks at me, puts a little base. Hey, what is this? Remember, up until this point, nobody wanted to touch it. They opened it, kind of finger it a little bit. You know what I mean? She sees like, oh, this is marijuana. I'm like, if you don't shut up, we got kids and grandmothers, little blue-haired ladies in line. Are you serious right now? She takes the joint, holds it up like the Statue of Liberty. I'm from New York, by the way. And looks at me, points with her other little short, stubbly arm and says to me, hey, I know what this is. She walks in front of the line. Remember, there's got to be 150 people because I'm blocking all four lines. She walks and parades in front of them like she's Miss America with this joint in her hand and says, hey, this is what marijuana, what drugs looks like. She points to the joint. Then she points to me. This is what a drug dealer looks like. I'm a black man, a dark black man. I'm turning burgundy. She's like, oh, yeah, are you humiliated? Are you embarrassed? Are you embarrassed? I'm like, no, I'm terrified. I'll tell you, I'm horrified right now. She starts laughing. She's like, no, no, you should be humiliated. You should be embarrassed because you should never be doing this. She takes it. She has her badge with the pocket behind it, slowly looks at me and goes like this.
And puts it in her pocket.
In her pocket, in her chest pocket, right behind her badge, and then says, okay, have a good day, sir.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Are we sure that's actually not Dennis Rodman? It kind of sounded like
yeah,
it, didn't
right?
it?
Yeah,
a little bit.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So they are hard at work on the Las Vegas Convention Center and the expansion over there, and it's almost halfway done. It is a $935 million expansion.
Shoo.
It's going to be a 600,000 square foot exhibit hall that they are adding on. Expected to be ready in January of 2021 when the annual CES show rolls into town. Nearly 117,000 man hours were worked in August, and over 800,000 man hours have been worked on the project to date.
It's wild.
Yep. Martin Harris Construction is collaborating with Turner Construction, an international firm on the project. The expansion is part of a nearly $1.5 billion convention center campus upgrade, which will eventually include the $540 million renovation of the existing convention space. But, you know, if you've ever been over there, Las Vegas does it so well when it comes to conventions, the ability for people to get in and out of the city, the airport itself.
The hotels, everything.
And then, yeah, and then just the time that they spend here, obviously. Everyone leaves Las Vegas having the time of their lives. And, when you think about investing in things that are worthwhile, this is certainly at the top of the list.
This is going to bring more people to town for decades to come.
Right.
And there's a
probably
lot
more so than, like, the billion-dollar health-friendly hotel they were talking about yesterday. Come on.
What was it called? The Magic?
The Majestic.
Majestic.
The Majestic.
Or the Stadium. If we're going to be honest.
Stop with that. That's garbage.
That's not garbage.
The stadium is also going to bring millions of people here.
Not as many
people
as the convention center will over time.
God, you're exhausting.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
It's good that I like that, you know, there's been several other cities over the last, you know, decade that have tried to become like destination hubs for conventions, for meetings, that sort of thing. Chicago, Orlando are two of the bigger ones.
Seattle has tried to do it as well, yeah.
Seattle's too far, though, for, like, if you're going to fly from, like, New York or you're going to fly from Florida or Texas, that's a real hike. Long haul.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, beautiful city, all of that, but it's not Las Vegas.
Right. Well, in Vegas, you know, I mean, look outside. It's sunny. Blue skies, just like almost every day of the year. You're not dealing with a bunch of crappy weather when you go to a place.
Yeah, we've got 3 months that are garbage. And even that, it's not that bad.
It's just a little too hot.
Yeah, because also, when you're here on business, you're inside.
You're inside like 90% of the time.
So, I mean, and we are getting ready to roll into the sweet spot of, you know, I mean, like September, October, November.
Walked outside this morning, I was like, oh, it's a little chilly.
Nice.
Oh, you dirty girl.
I need to go back inside and get a jacket.
And then you're like, no, it's going to be still like 97 degrees today.
It'll be fine.
So the Regional Health Authority here in Las Vegas is reporting the area's first confirmed case of severe respiratory illness thanks to vaping in a person under the age of 18. Yeah, they say the youth was hospitalized with respiratory symptoms that may have happened because of a large amount of vaping. And that's what we're seeing across the country. And this is just the first one locally. So
mango kids, flavor.
If you're listening to this, don't vape. It will kill you.
Yeah,
it really will. I mean, I get that, you know, it's become a thing. And like you said, like there's a bunch of good flavors, you know, mango flavor, grape flavor, strawberry, all this stuff. It's horrible for you. And it's not even like a slow lung collapse like with cigarettes.
Yeah.
It's over the course of like a couple of months and it happens to you.
And what's the, is it 21 or is it 18 for marijuana? Is it 21?
It is 21. 21.
It's 21. Yes. Yeah.
And in a lot of places now, 21 for any sort of tobacco related products as well.
Really? For like a vape shop and stuff?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Definitely. You got to be 21 to be go on there?
Oh, man.
17 back home.
Back home in Bama?
And Bama.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
By those black mouths at 17.
If
easy.
You can get married, you can have a cigarette. One more year and you can go defend America.
I do take kind of umbrage that if you are in the military at 18 or 19,
I actually agree
you can't
that.
Buy booze or you can't buy cigarettes.
If you're in the military, you get carte blanche to do anything that any adult can do.
Yes.
Because if you're old enough to carry a gun and go to war.
Protect the country.
Yes.
Yeah, man. You should be able to
have some whiskey and a cigarette.
Have a Bud Light.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So Walgreens has put their Las Vegas Strip property in the market for $40 million. And I was like, okay, so is it the Walgreens that's on?
I thought it was the Sahara one. That was.
See, I didn't even know about the Sahara one.
It's because it's the picture. Or no. Well, that's not Sahara.
The one on Sahara and Las Vegas Boulevard. That
was across from the.
The world's biggest,
that's
gift
where,
shop. Can we stop calling it the world's biggest gift shop? Can we call it the world's largest, dumpiest gift shop? Because that place
that's
is
wordy.
Just
that's where Trump's ex-wife was supposed to have her tower, right?
Yeah, that's where. I mean, well, that
I'm not even kidding.
No, it was Ivana Trump.
Trump was going to have a tower there.
But that corner has been a disaster for years. Yeah. So I was like, oh God, I can't believe that Walgreens failed because Walgreens.
Well, and then
especially
Audrey,
one that big,
and I thought it was the one near
fashion show,
right?
Yeah, which, that's not that
picture,
one either.
Not that one either. Yeah,
but it's because it's the picture in the article. Is that
it's
one.
That one? Yeah, no, but it's the one that's by Showcase Mall, and you're like, well, what Showcase Mall?
The M&M place.
It's the place, yeah, just north of. MGM.
Yeah.
Which I don't even think it's a mall anymore, is it?
I've been there one time. They got rid
of the Smith & Wollensky's that was there. They moved that over
is
to the
movie
Venetian.
Theater still over there?
I think they got rid of the whole thing and they're like revamping it.
They put it in a Ross and an Adidas over
a
there.
Ross?
A Ross?
Yeah, there's a Ross over there.
Yes, like, how many discount t-shirts do you have to sell in order to make your nut on the strip?
We don't have Ross at home. Let's go
but
down
also
to the boulevard to get some.
Yeah, you're on the strip. You're like, let's stop at a Ross.
You know what
it's a Ross.
I need some khaki shorts and some M&Ms. Let's go to the Showcase Mall.
It's a discontinued socks.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
How much do your socks have to suck to end up in a Ross? Your socks got discontinued. Those are the most normal thing ever. You made bad socks.
I bought my socks at Ross.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh. Them and TJ Maxx.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
My girlfriend has told me about some of the
she's dated back in the day, like, you know, like mistakes they made and whatnot. Have any of your significant others told you about their exes?
Message deleted.
Sure. I think everyone knows at least to varying degrees about your significant other's exes. And do you ever think fondly of the exes, like the people that were with your significant other before you?
No.
Of course not.
No.
No, you're like,
I hope bad things happen to every one of them.
Yeah. I hope all of you are on the same bus and it drives off a cliff.
Yep.
That way we can stop running into you when we're out of bars.
A cliff that falls off into a lake that's on fire filled with gators.
And then that lake falls into a volcano full of lava.
And then birds poop on it. That's what we want for them. Now, yeah, man, I don't know. I think there's levels of things that you should share in relationships, and there's things that you should never tell your ex, and there's or your current partner about your ex. But, you know, there are things that, you know, remain private.
Yeah.
Because they were in another relationship. And if we broke up, you wouldn't want me telling these things about them to somebody new.
Right.
I think that some people are a little bit different. And my ex was very open about his exes, which made me think that that was kind of normal, like just to be like an open book about that kind of stuff. But then whenever I got with my now husband, I was like, blah, 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 blah. And he was like, please stop.
That's just,
yes. Shut up.
There's levels for me, like with my wife, where like I know, you know, about it, like some of the guys that she dated before me, and some of them like, oh, yeah, like I totally get that. Like, you know, it makes sense. And then others I'm like, oh, God, get your life together. What are you doing dating that loser?
Yeah, like you should be. You should have known better.
Yeah.
But then also we look at the
mistakes. Then you look back at yourself and you're like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Got some skeletons in the closet myself.
Yeah, all those weren't home runs.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What is something that you guys do just for yourselves to help you relax? What's something personally that you like to do?
Message deleted.
Smoke weed and watch TV. For being real.
Take care of business. Go take a nap. Have
that,
a beer.
Is that what happens every day? You
go
home,
smoke a cigar. Bong, 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 bong. Have a cigar, then just the nap for 4 hours straight. Yeah, that's pretty much my life. Whatever.
Audrey, what about you, man?
There's worse ways to live.
All the same time?
Oh, yeah.
Is she napping with a cigar in her mouth? Boy, that must have been a... Oh, my. Ian?
I like to cozy up to a good book every now and again, and then get really hammered and fall asleep on the couch.
Are you more of a like an edible, a straight weed, a vape, or a drinking? Well, like if you have to choose your poison out of all of those, what do you go?
I combine all of those. That's just one.
All at the same time?
Yeah, that's
bold.
I need to relax.
That is Tuesday night.
I need to relax.
And then this dude wakes up at 3 o'clock. Like, I am impressed, honestly.
What are you throwing cocaine in that mix,
oh,
too?
Oh, hell no, man. Come on.
You can't afford that.
Exactly.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dan Aykroyd actually believes that aliens live here on Earth. He knows the name of every species. Can you believe that?
Message deleted.
Dan Aykroyd sucks. I'll say it.
Yeah, he is.
He's never been a fan. I've never thought he's funny. I don't know why.
It sucks so much.
He's not for me.
That you see these guys who were like comedic mountains. Just, you know, they were.
Did you like Dan Aykroyd back in the day?
I loved him on Saturday Night Live. I loved him until about.
Hold on a second. Audrey is literally Googling who Dan Aykroyd is right now.
Oh, you didn't tell me you didn't love Dan Aykroyd and Ghostbusters, right?
Oh, yeah. For sure. Conehead guy. Yeah.
Conehead.
Cone.
Yeah, yes. the thing on his head. Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't that a hoot? How about today's Redneck Report, y'all? Let's do this thing, huh?
Hell yeah.
Wow. That's pretty good.
That's right.
17-year-old girl in Florida has been charged with criminal solicitation for murder after deputies say that she paid two different individuals to have her parents killed, and she used her parents' debit card.
Oh, my God.
Super.
So hitmen are now hired by credit cards?
By debit card, yes.
They got one of those little squares. Do you leave a tip? Do you give a tip? Do you give a hitman a tip?
Do this thing where they're like, you just have to sign up, and when they turn it around, it's like 20%, 30%, 40%. Yeah.
Do you want to donate to charity?
Just because
you've done an excellent job murdering today.
Just because I'm a hitman doesn't mean I don't deserve a tip, man. this is a horrible story.
Yeah, so anyway, a school resource officer at the Lake County Sheriff's Office was contacted by a juvenile witness who said that the defendant had given her friend, quote, a lot of money to find somebody to kill her parents. The investigation revealed the defendant had stole her parents' debit card and made two separate transactions, one for $503 and the other for $926. So we're talking about over $1,400. The police department handled the arrest for the theft case. It was later revealed that most of the money went to two different people as payment for them to have her parents executed. The detective found the girl's boyfriend, who said he'd seen her at a known drug house yesterday morning. It was there he told the detective that she wanted to kill her parents. And again, the detective found the girl had admitted to stealing her parents' debit card and making the transaction. She elaborated that $100 was used to buy cocaine, $400 was given to her friend to find somebody to murder her parents. At 17, boy, let's hope she can get back on the right track.
$400 just to find the people? Or $400 to commit the crime? Because that seems
$400
pretty
cheap. Just to find somebody, and then the additional monies. But she's like, okay, I would have paid $500 for the good job recruiter, but I got to break a hundo off here for some blow. It's like, do you go to Indeed.com to find the assassins to murder your family?
No, they always go to Craigslist, and I'm glad that they do.
It's always Craigslist. They always go to Craigslist, and the person that agrees to do the killing is always an undercover cop, you idiots. Real hitmen don't hang out on Craigslist. Trying to murder your ex or your parents or whatever it may be.
And for $1,400.
It's pretty cheap.
That's that is suspiciously low. But I don't think there's any recovering from trying to have your parents murdered. I think that's you've pretty much cemented yourself as a giant piece of garbage.
Yes.
And throw her into a volcano.
Same volcano?
Same volcano.
All right. So in this case, a Florida man is accused of pulling a gun on a woman because she refused to try his vape pen at a McDonald's. St. John's County Sheriff's Office said that they arrested a guy named Kyle Walker, 19, on Friday after he allegedly pulled a gun on the victim. Why is it always Kyles and Chads? Always troublemakers.
They have ruined that name.
Kyles, Chads, and if you go as far as to name your kid Chase or something like that.
Chase isn't too bad. I don't mind Chase.
What's up with all the vaping, too? I wouldn't want to hit someone's vape just because of the vape, right? But also, your germs are all over that.
If this was a Wendy's, I would certainly hit that vape. But McDonald's.
Not at a McDonald's.
He said, here, try my vape pen. And the victim was like, pass. And he said, quote, are you serious, bro? And that's when he lifted up his shirt and showed the victim a gun, said, what's up now? What's up now? A short time later, they found him walking behind a shopping plaza where the incident occurred. They took him back to the McDonald's where the victim said, yeah, that's the guy. And he has been charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without the intent to kill.
Do we know if he hit the vape after the gun was drawn?
No. I think he's still like, still passed.
You know what I would love to see? When somebody pulls up their shirt to show off a gun and you're like real close, just like pull the trigger.
Ow, my God.
There go the McNuggets.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I mean, because if you're going to keep the gun right there, right? Like, that's, you can't be mad at somebody for that.
Yeah, I mean, if you keep your gun directly pointed at your schmeckle, that's kind of on you.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So what is the thing for you that is your holiday pet peeve? Maybe it's something that other people do and it just drives you crazy because, I mean, Mahoney, you talk about it all the time with the 4th of July, how people are shooting off fireworks a month before and a month after and at all hours of the night. Kind of drives you mad.
I would have no problem with that if we didn't live in a place where everything was easily combustible and could catch fire.
You, sir, are lying. You are full of it. That's just an additional stacked on top of curmudgeon excuse.
No, man, that's just the truth. I prefer not to have my house burned down.
How about this?
Got stuff in there I like.
John just said Christmas decor of any kind. Too much work and no payoff.
it really is a lot to put up a Christmas tree. Like, it's a lot of effort. Putting it up is the fun part, right? Taking it down is the worst.
So Christmas lights for me, because like I've got little kids now, and so the holidays, just in general, they love the holidays. And so decorating our house has become a thing, not just for Christmas, but also for Halloween, because my three-year-old loves Halloween.
Oh.
And I just got them yesterday. They arrived from Amazon. I bought lights for my trees, because there's like three little palm trees outside of my house that we wrap in lights. And for Halloween, there's like, you know, two orange ones and a purple one.
Yeah, yes.
But I just got the new lights in that I can just change the colors based on the holiday. So before, I had to string them up and then take them down for every holiday and put the Christmas ones up, you know, and everything else. Now I just got the lights that I can put on there. And I'm not going to leave them up year round, but from September through January, they're staying up.
Yeah.
What color are you going to put them for Thanksgiving?
I don't know if I'm going to actually, like, do you do Thanksgiving separately? I think the way we did it last year, it went straight from Halloween to Christmas.
You could. I
mean, my tree was up like the second.
Our Christmas tree goes up.
The second
up.
Of what?
November.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Get it up, man.
Our Christmas tree goes up like November 1st.
Yeah.
Traditionally. But if you have the lights strung already, you could have a couple weeks in there.
But the thing is, like, the Halloween colors are kind of the Thanksgiving colors anyhow, right?
I think the Halloween, I'm not mad at it. I know there's some people out there who have been upset that purple has become a Halloween color.
I like it.
Why?
Because it used to just be orange and black. Now purple's in there.
Well,
purple,
but black's,
and green.
Yeah, I mean, like, just for lights, for example.
Yeah.
You need purple in there.
You can't
use black lights.
Purple, orange, and green for Halloween.
Yeah.
I think that's
pretty spooky. Strong. You know what's interesting is we talked about this. I think it was last year with the huge uptick in Halloween sales as far as like decorations go. Like, if you notice when you go into, say, a Home Depot or like just like a normal store that's not a decoration store, for Halloween now, they have the whole place decked out just like they do for Christmas. Yay. Where they're selling just as much stuff because people are getting into it. And at least in the neighborhood that I live in, like, you drive around around Halloween time and it is banging. And it's such a fun holiday because everyone kind of like goes out into the neighborhood and you're trick-or-treating and you meet neighbors and it's just...
Then there's people like me in my neighborhood and nobody does anything. I didn't even have any trick-or-treaters last year.
Oh, really?
I had maybe two and I was so pumped up because it's our first like house we're living in, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, got all the candy and I was like, yeah, nobody showed up. So we ate a lot of all the candy.
But. Well, that's because you live in the ridges and you're behind three gates. Nobody can get to the houses.
No, those are the ones you want to get to because they got the
biggest candy bar. Everybody's jumping the gates.
What about this one? Maggie said, how about you don't get mad at people who are trying to find a shred of happiness in this effed up world? You don't like it? Boo-hoo, get over yourselves if you think your opinion on how somebody else celebrates a holiday matters at all.
Yep.
I'm with you on that.
100%
I'm with you on that, too.
Also,
it's annoying how people get annoyed.
The world isn't over if somebody says Merry Christmas and not Happy Holiday.
Or vice versa.
Either or, man. Just let people do the damn thing.
What's the order number for those lights, Dave? I'm on Amazon. I need those lights. I'll look up what they're called and I'll share with you.
Is the same ones you had last year?
No. They're because the ones that I had last year looked good, but those were two totally different lights.
Can you control them on your app?
You can control them through an app, and then you also can control them like on the little thing, so you don't have to control them through an app either. Like, you can just set the color, and they can like twinkle, or they can do like the wave thing or whatever. And they're not like really crazy expensive either.
It's sparkle, sir. Get it right.
Sparkle, you're right.
Get it right.
Okay, so it's the 80-foot outdoor rope lights from Homestarry.
How much did you pay for them?
They're like $40 a strand.
For an 80-foot strand?
For an 80-foot strand, which is pretty good. And they're not the kind with the bulbs that break.
$2 a foot?
It's pretty good,
That's
man.
Cheaper than hot dogs.
I like that you know the going rate for hot dogs.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Foot-long hot dog, you're paying at least $4.
All right, what is the thing that you get annoyed with around the holidays? Maybe it's the way that people get all excited about the pumpkin spice latte coming back, or maybe it's the way that they do Christmas, or maybe you're just not annoyed by anything at all, except for people that are annoyed. More of your calls and posts on the way.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Maybe it's a holiday, maybe it's a special event. What is it that kind of annoys you about the way that people do things? This one, more special events. When people parade their newborns around the office and everyone is supposed to crowd around and ooh and ah at their baby. I don't care about your screaming baby, Karen.
That is the weirdest.
Are you supposed to bring the baby if you just have a baby to work? Is that the commonplace?
I don't think so. My wife said it was really, really weird when she's pregnant, and especially when you get further along in pregnancy, how strangers will just touch your stomach.
Ew.
Like, they'll just come and be like, oh, look, you're having a baby, and start rubbing, and you're like, hey, man.
That happens to me all the time. That's not a baby, like, that's a burrito.
Excuse me, you're going to get pooped on.
Yeah.
How about this one?
It's a big lunch.
Office holiday lunches. Please don't cram me into a conference room to eat lunch with a bunch of people I can barely stand to make small talk with. And you are truly evil and cheap if you try to make it a potluck. Oh. Brian with a Y from accounting doesn't wash his hands after he goes to the bathroom. What makes you think I want to eat his filth casserole?
I'm sorry. I like, you know, here in our building, I like, you know, I like pretty much everybody.
Why do you talk trash about everyone behind their back?
Why you gotta put me on blast? I like everybody we work with, but I don't want to eat anything that anybody makes. Even like...
Well, because you see the office fridge and just how awful that is.
Oh, it smells so bad.
You open
bad
it up,
right?
And you can't even describe the aroma. It's like death butt and...
Death butt.
It's death butt. Yeah. That's what it is. I imagine that's what my ass is going to smell like when I die.
When you die, your butt's just going to open and it's going to be the smell of the office fridge.
And like... there needs to be a rule.
Oh, he got us.
48-hour rule in an office fridge, right?
People who shop on Thanksgiving Day and have the nerve to say to the employees, you shouldn't have to work on a holiday so you can spend time with your family. Like, seriously, you're the reason the stores are open. If you stop coming, the stores won't see a demand, and they'll close for the holiday. I worked retail for 7 years, and without fail, I would hear this from multiple customers throughout my Thanksgiving shift.
Same. And we had to work Thanksgiving Day. I actually think that changed here in Las Vegas. It was for a lot of major department stores where they would close on Thanksgiving Day, but before that, for like years and years and years, they were open all Thanksgiving Day.
On the Strip, everything's open 24/7, 365. I bought a Christmas present one time,
but isn't
on Christmas Day on the Strip? Doesn't which was
Black,
awesome.
Doesn't Black Friday start now on Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah, like, just yes, late that's in the what afternoon. I'm saying,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So it used to be they were closed on Thanksgiving Day, and now they're open on Thanksgiving.
I have a couple
in
thoughts
the afternoon
on the open on holidays or. Deal. If they make it mandatory.
Ordeal.
Well, no, it is. It is an ordeal. If they make it mandatory, absolutely not. But if they make it voluntary and there's extra pay and there's extra incentive, there are people like when I was younger, like I loved working holidays as a bartender or as a server because you got better pay. And then people were traditionally more generous. And plus, I was done with my family by the time I was done by 2 p.m. most of the time anyway. So I always volunteered for those shifts. But if they're mandatory, I think that's garbage. But if they're voluntary and there's incentive, let people who want to work, work.
How about this? My pet peeve, traveling over the holidays. Expensive tickets, crowded airplanes, everyone's in a bad mood. Delays because of bad weather, which always does happen because... Mm-hmm. You know, different
it's
parts
snowing.
Of the country, it's snowing and there's
somewhere.
Yeah.
Always
windstorms and everything else. Mine has to do with traveling a little bit, but my folks live back in South Carolina. And so I'll go back to see them depending on the holiday, what it is. Mm-hmm. But if it's near Thanksgiving, they always say the night before Thanksgiving.
It's the drunkest night of the year.
Is the busiest night of the year in bars.
Sure, yeah, for sure. Because everybody goes home.
I buy into that. Except for when we go back to Columbia, South Carolina, it's not the case. It's kind of a little podunk town.
Well, that's a college town, though.
And that's the thing. Everyone leaves. And so you go out expecting there to be this, like, big fun party everywhere, and there's, like, one crappy Irish pub with 500 people in it. It smells like urine, and it's awful.
My most hungover days back home were on Thanksgiving. I have not been able to eat a Thanksgiving back home in years.
See, that's what Thanksgiving is designed for. Like, you go out the night before, you get schnockered, you wake up in the morning, your only responsibility is to eat and then sit on the couch and try to stay awake while you're watching football. That's it.
Or
that's
just
the whole
not
job.
Barf.
Yeah. You party. I like that.
Can we have some real talk about Thanksgiving dinner, though, or Thanksgiving when you're supposed to eat? Like, there is nothing worse than serving a turkey at, like, 7 p.m. Like, what are you doing?
Get that
turkey in the oven at 8 a.m. Have it ready by 1 because if it's, like, I want it ready and done by the time the second game starts.
You know what? I'm going to take this a step further. I don't think that Thanksgiving has the right to just carte blanche introduce new items that never get eaten the rest of the year.
What do you mean?
Cranberry sauce sucks.
It sucks.
Oh, no.
It's terrible. Sucks. Cranberry sauce sucks, and so does your mushy pumpkin pie. Deal with it.
Wait.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Don't agree with you on the pumpkin pie, though.
Okay.
And cranberry sauce, phenomenal. And the Ocean Spray cranberry sauce on a can that looks like dog food.
Yeah. Oh, it comes out with a little ridges to the side.
It's ripped for my pleasure,
Dave. You have to slice it like bologna.
Yeah, and you slice it up like bologna. And then when you put it in your mouth, you're like, whoops, I just swallowed the whole slice at once.
Gross.
I love it.
It's got to be bad for my insides.
Gross.
Cranberry sauce sucks.
You suck. Ugh.
And Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, somebody's mad at me in all caps. You take that back, Dave. Cranberry sauce is a delicacy.
It is.
A delicacy?
You're a monster. I don't like the fancy kind, though. That's like broken
actually
up.
Has cranberries in it.
Yeah.
You just want the faux flavor.
The fact of the matter is none of you can handle the truth. Cranberry sauce sucks.
Whatever, man.
Holiday pet peeve, having to cook for relatives who hate you all year round, but they only come over because they love your cooking, said Mike.
My game changer for Thanksgiving is I buy a smoked turkey every year now.
Ah, yeah.
And you just warm it up, and it's almost
idiot. Are turducken still a thing?
No.
Not really, right? So do you know what a turducken is? So
no.
It's a duck inside of a...
Goose?
It's a chicken inside of a duck inside of a turkey.
Yeah.
That's insane.
A turducken.
A duck inside of a chicken inside of a turkey.
Yeah. And then you deep fry the entire thing, and it's supposed to be fantastic. They were a big thing probably 15, 20 years ago when they first came out in South Carolina. I remember how big of a deal they were, but you mostly heard about, because you'd have to deep fry them at your house.
Yeah.
And people were always burning down their houses on the reg with these outdoor deep fryers because somebody would come along and knock it over.
No, that's not why. It's because people were dumb and they put a frozen turkey or a not completely thawed.
Oh, is that what happened?
It explodes.
Forget nuclear weapons. Let's just get fryers and frozen turkeys, and that's how we spread freedom here in America.
You're like, that blew up my trailer, man. What happened, turducken? Yeah, I got it.
Son of love it, mother. It's bleeped.
Chris is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Chris? How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Do you have a dirty mind, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah. Most of us do. It's all right. This game isn't great for people with dirty minds. Easy to get distracted. We're going to play some audio clips. They're all just from what's going on in the world right now and the pop culture and everything else. You're just trying to figure out what's being talked about. There's nothing dirty being said in any of these clips. It's just, you know, the bleeps take your mind to a different place. Got a total of 3 clips for you. If you get 2 out of the 3 right, you're going to win. Simple as that, okay?
All right.
So the way this works is I'm going to give you the setup, and then I'm going to play you the audio, and then I'm going to give you a multiple choice of what it could be, and then the audio one more time before you have to make your guess. Here we go with number 1. This is Jimmy Fallon and Ashton Kutcher, and you're trying to figure out what Jimmy and Ashton are doing in this clip.
Look, just dropped a deuce, dude. Loose.
Are you guys?
Last time I was here, you made me a bunch of weird stuff.
Okay.
Now you got to stand by.
Oh my gosh. I think.
So what are they doing in that clip? Are they A, playing pin the tail on the donkey, B, milking a cow, or C, eating raw cow parts?
Oh, no.
One more time.
Look, just dropped a deuce, dude. It's loose.
Are you guys?
Last time I was here, you made me a bunch of weird stuff.
Okay.
Now you got to stand by.
Oh, my gosh. I think.
So what is being done there? Pin the tail on the donkey, milking a cow, or eating raw cow parts?
I'm going to guess A.
A, playing pin the tail on the donkey. Seems like the most logical. Unfortunately, no, it's incorrect. They're actually milking a cow. Was that on his set?
Yes.
They brought a live cow onto the set of the Tonight Show?
And it did indeed go to the bathroom.
It took a dump on the floor.
Yes. Fun fact, Dave once finished second at an animal milking contest.
That's true. It was a goat milking contest, and I got second. It wasn't even close. I mean, the person that got first was off the charts. They'd been
best
practicing.
Milker.
They'd been practicing clearly
my
natural ability to milk the teat of a goat is quite good.
Uh-huh.
It's quite good. Took me a second to get the hang of it, but once I got the hang of it, look out! All right, here we go on to number 2. Thanks for the fun fact, Mahoney.
You're welcome.
This is the cast of the movie Cats. and you're trying to figure out what they are excited to do for the film, okay?
If you told me I was going to get to a cat for work, what?
You're going to take a load of and they're going to cats. Like, if you just say it out loud, it's bonkers.
I'm in all the cats, so I'm a little intimidated.
All right, so are they super excited to A, play with cats, B, adopt cats, or C, learn the history of cats? One more time.
If you told me I was going to get to a cat for work, what?
You're going to take a load of and they're going to cats. Like, if you just say it out loud, it's bonkers.
I'm in all the cats, so I'm a little intimidated.
All right, so which one do you suppose it is?
Oh, my God. I'm going to go with play.
Play with cats is right. Yes. Yes. Well done.
Thank is there a movie that looks worse? No. That there's so many
really
A-list stars in it. It looks just like complete garbage.
I haven't even seen a preview.
Oh, don't.
They're just
don't
like human animals walking around. It's bizarre.
Creepy furries. Somehow they made furries creepier.
Third and final one. If you get this right, you win. If you get it wrong, you lose. Jennifer Lopez. You're trying to figure out what skill Jennifer Lopez learned for her new film.
You're an amazing I've seen you for your whole career, but did you know this kind of
it's like acrobats or something, you know, but with a it was super hard. I remember I Cardi. I said, it is really hard.
What did she figure out how to do? What did she learn for her new film? Was it A, how to hustle on the streets? B, how to dance hip hop? Or C, how to pole dance? One more time.
You're an amazing I've seen you for your whole career, but did you know this kind of
it's like acrobats or something, you know, but with a it was super hard. I remember I Cardi. I said, it is really hard.
Chris, for the win, is it A, how to hustle on the street, B, how to dance hip hop, or C, how to pole dance?
I'm going to go with pole dancing.
For the win, you are correct.
Movie also looks terrible.
Does it
so? Okay.
I'm going to go and see Hustler.
Mahoney and Audrey over here, like, I disagree. Like, in unison.
Yes.
How dare you talk about a J-Lo movie in a negative way?
Have you not seen how insane of shape she's in for this movie?
She looks amazing.
No, she's in great shape.
Great shape. Like, unbelievable. Like, how are you 50 and you have a body of like a 19-year-old Adonis?
Oh yeah, Demi Moore's never done that before either. What striptease reference? Anybody? No,
I've been to Cheetahs.
KXTEFM HD1 Pahrump, Las Vegas, a radio.com station broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios, home of the woo, inside the entertainment capital of the world. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Like 16 when that movie came out. Yeah, I saw it. Had it on VHS.
Chris, did you know that the movie Striptease was shot at Cheetahs here in Las Vegas?
I did not.
I did not either.
And The Godfather, I think he still, he still does, but he used to manage from WWE fame, used to be one of the managers over there.
Really?
Yeah, or owned it or something weird.
Awesome.
The darkest strip club I've ever been in. Like you walk in and there's like one pin light.
All right.
Right on the stage.
Tickets for Highly Suspect, Hard Rock Pool, Wednesday, October 23rd. Congratulations.
Great buffet.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
It happened again, you guys. Another video of a Tesla driver just cruising down the turnpike, this time in Massachusetts, going 55 miles an hour. The driver fast asleep. And I think this is the best advertisement for Teslas ever.
I was going to say, would you take advantage of that if you had the opportunity to?
Never.
Of course, there's other people cruising down the highway that are taking pictures, shaming this poor driver for just taking a little nap.
This is how you die. There's plenty of stupid ways to die, but asleep at the wheel of a Tesla is one of the stupidest ways on the planet to die. I'm sorry.
They have a self-driving feature, which is called autopilot. But automakers warn drivers to keep their hands on the steering wheel and stay alert. Autopilot is intended for use with a fully attentive driver who has their hands on the wheel and is prepared to take over at any time. Another warning that the autopilot feature puts out there is they require an active driver supervision. and do not make the vehicle autonomous. So the video featured, you know, this driver that was just snoozing and like hard snoozing, not just like kind of dozing off, mm-hmm. like fully leaned over, like the seatbelt barely holding him up type of thing. But again, like, what a feature.
The problem with this.
What a feature, man.
Is other people.
Is that he didn't have his windows tinted?
Yeah. Yeah, you just that's the only thing you messed up on, man.
Nah, other drivers, that's the problem. That's the problem. Everything has to be automated or nothing. Because
yes,
that's
agreed.
how that you're only as good as the weakest link. And the weakest link is every other dumb bad driver who's out on the road. I know you want to sit and you want to nap in your car as you get chauffeured from place to place, but I'm American. You pry my steering wheel out of my cold dead hand.
Oh, really? So
yeah.
There's this whole thing that was going on this week where Billy Bush was talking about coming back to TV. He's the host of Extra Now. And yeah, after he got fired.
He's no longer exiled.
He's no longer exiled from, you know, Entertainment Tonight or whatever it was that he was hosting.
Like, what a weird thing. I can't host Entertainment Tonight.
I just want to host a show about celebrities.
All access.
What was she wearing on the carpet? He's just sitting in the mirror by himself at Hope. Who are you wearing?
You look great tonight. You look great tonight.
I love your film. I love it.
We should do that. We should be red carpet.
Yeah, sobbing red carpet reporters.
Yeah.
Love your tuxedo.
So what about Billy Bush now?
So he did an interview on, I don't know, CBS or one of those channels, uh-huh. where he was talking about how he got fired.
Yep.
And he knew that he got fired because he walked out of his apartment in the morning in New York City and he had car service. So okay. like that was part of his contract. And the way that he found out that he had been fired is the driver said, "I'm sorry, sir. Your car service has been canceled for the day." And then I'm like, man, how awesome would that be to have in your contract? Like every day you just walk out of your apartment and there's a car waiting for you to take you right directly to work. You don't think that would be awesome?
Nah, man. I like
driving. Yes, what are you talking about?
I like driving
about?
Myself.
Are you kidding me? Like, I mean, it would never be worth it if you had to, like, wait for Ubers or wait for cabs or any of that stuff, because that's a process. But if you just walked out your front door and there is a waiting town car to chauffeur you wherever you wanted to go.
I spent way too much time as a single man, because all the dirty, low-down things that you did that nobody else, like, really knew about. But if you've got a driver who's got all the dirt, all the places he's taken you, like, and on top of that, the shame, like... It's too...
Where are you going that...
Don't ask questions. This is why I don't have a driver.
He's like, what do you mean a second lunch, sir? You just ate lunch.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Call the bang bang. It's called a bang bang.
I don't want anybody knowing the amount of fast food that I consume. And he's going to have to drive me through every time? No. No. It's shameful. Got to hide that stuff.
That's what you're worried about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mahoney's getting a full back piece of a spicy chicken nugget on his back right now.
Mm-hmm. Tramp stamp. Okay.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You guys ever think about life in Alaska? Like, is it lonely? There's like no people there. I don't know.
Message deleted.
My wife's mom had to go to Alaska recently for a business trip. Mm-hmm. She said it's beautiful.
I'm going on an Alaskan cruise.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
You fancy son of a bitch.
I mean, I want to see whales, man. I want to watch whales that aren't me.
we had some friends that went on one not too long ago, and you know, posting all the Instagram videos. It's just so serene and it's beautiful, yeah. But it reminded me a lot more of kind of like the Pacific Northwest, just very green, a lot of rolling hills.
I want to make it a booze cruise.
Do you?
Yeah, it's like a trip out to Catalina, man. Like,
yeah.
But no, this is an 8-day trip up to the wherever place is in Alaska. We're going.
Anchorage?
I don't know if you stop in Anchorage.
Juneau? That's the only two places in Alaska that
I can't name another.
I feel like I could visit there, but living would be kind of hard because don't they have 30 days of night?
It depends
just
on what
straight up darkness.
It, yeah. Well, it depends
and
on what
the opposite,
part,
right? Yeah,
where sure. you live.
Yeah.
And then 30 days of just sun or something.
Man, you just saw that Al Pacino movie.
She has no idea what you're talking about. That was like 20 years ago.
No, I saw 30 Days of Night, and that's why I know that there's 30 Days of Night.
Yeah, see, that's the Al Pacino.
Oh, is that the Al Pacino movie?
Is it the vampires or whatever, the creepy things that
Yeah, she's thinking of a Josh Hartnett movie instead of Al Pacino.
What was the Al Pacino one called?
I don't know. It was a scary movie.
It was really good, though. If you recall that Al Pacino movie that was set in
like the people go nuts because especially during the time when you can't sleep, and that was the whole Al Pacino plot, is like he was up there on
insomnia.
He's like a detective or something, right? He's trying to solve a crime or whatever.
That was 2002.
2002. Yeah.
Okay. 17 years ago.
A long time ago. But he was up there, and because people can't sleep at night, it drives you nuts. And then same thing with when it's dark all the time.
I wouldn't mind. I don't know. I mean, the cold is probably what would do me in.
You could just handle just straight darkness for 30 days.
You are built like a Yeti. You would be fine in the cold. What are you talking about?
My blood's too thin, man. It thinned out. Yeah. I don't have that hearty Midwest blood that I used to have. When I was a young man.
It's
waiting for the bus.
When you're born in the Midwest, your blood is actually chunky Campbell soup.
Don McNabb's mom comes over and blows on it.
On what? After the tone.
Let's not forget that we have hockey season coming up, boys, and I don't want anything clouding my attention during hockey season.
Message deleted.
The only tough thing about the beginning of hockey season is that it happens during football season.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm excited about hockey season, too, but let's not kid ourselves. During football season, hockey season always takes a backseat, but it's also the beginning of the season, so the games aren't as critical. But it's also nice for people that don't really care about football season. If you're a big hockey fan, that's the time to get the cheaper tickets to the games. Do you guys see that story about Shea Theodore from the Vegas Golden Knights?
What's going on with him?
He put an article out today talking about how he has testicular cancer.
Oh, God. And, that's horrible.
Yeah. He said 3 months ago he was diagnosed, and it happened when they got knocked out of the playoffs. Then him and Jonathan Marchessault went to go play in this other tournament, and he said that there was this dude who walked up in a suit as he's walking to the locker room. He's like, hey, come with me. And he's like, well, that's bad. That means you're just going to get tested again for drugs. But he'd just been tested for that. And he said he got pulled into this separate room where there's four guys in suits. And they told him he'd failed his drug test. And he's like, how is that possible? I've literally never taken anything ever. He's like, maybe it was like some weird thing in a protein shake or something, but never any supplements, anything like that. And they said, well, you failed the test because your HCG levels are off, which is what happens with women when they're pregnant. Your hormone levels are off, essentially. And one of the things that can cause that is if you have cancer, because it throws your hormone levels off in your blood. And that's how they actually found it.
Wow.
What a terrifying way to find out all of that.
Well, you think you're going to lose your career, possibly.
Yeah.
You know, but then it turns out to be this.
It turns out to be worse.
Way worse.
Much worse. And so, he's going through it right now. The good thing is, obviously, he's very healthy.
They caught it
super early.
But still.
Thank God for the random drug test, right?
Yeah.
Who would have thought that they would actually have some benefit?
Yeah.
Well, we wish him a speedy recovery.
Shea Theodore and the Golden Knights family, they're awesome. So, like you said, nothing but the best for him as he tries to navigate this. But also just, super brave of him to put it out there. He actually said at the beginning of the piece, like, I'm not normally a very public guy. And
Talking about cancer and testicular cancer in particular is not a fun subject for anyone.
I do have a lot of respect for Tom Green. Do you remember? You don't remember probably Audrey, but he...
I do. I'm not...
No, when he got his nut cut off on TV?
Yes.
You were like three. What are you talking about?
We have YouTube.
Oh, okay.
You went back and YouTube?
You went on YouTube then? You're like, men getting testicles removed, named Tom.
I was very angry that day. No, I'm just kidding. There was just a lot of things that you could just search on YouTube, and that middle school boys were like, do you remember Tom Green?
Tom Green's awesome. Yeah. Still love that guy. But yeah, I mean, the fact that he got that done on MTV, kind of at the peak of his career, too.
I mean, really kind of helped normalize it and, make people think, realize that it's not a death sentence.
Did he get married to Drew Barrymore after that?
I believe he did. Yeah, that was after. That was after.
So, yeah. All right, Tom.
I love some Tom Green there.
Yeah.
I feel like he's just underappreciated. If you're not following him on Instagram, worth the follow. His hip-hop skills, his rapping skills, top notch.
Really?
You wouldn't think so. He was actually in a hip-hop rap group before
he's one of those guys like Dane Cook or like Creed or Nickelback that got too big at the time. And even though they have a great skill set, and like Tom is super funny, for example, great stand-up, like you said, hilarious when he comes into the studio and hangs out, all that stuff.
burned too bright.
Got too big too fast, and everyone just immediately turned on him because he was too popular at the time for his own good.
That's got to suck.
That's really awful.
But also,
I wouldn't know. Yeah, I'll take that. Whatever.
Too unpopular.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You know what I don't get? It feels so good to take a shower. I think quick shower people are robbing themselves.
Message deleted.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Like, the worst is when you know you have to take a quick shower because you have somewhere you have to be and you get in, and that's when the shower feels the best. You're just like, ah, it understands me.
If it
Nobody
has
can
to be-
tell I'm crying and peeing in here at the same time.
You're gross, man.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I won't even take a quick shower.
Oh, I thought you were about to just say that you've never peed in the shower before.
Oh, no, I pee
before.
In the shower every time.
Okay, thank you.
Every time?
Every single time.
I was joking, you creep. Jeez. I do cry in the shower every time.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Well, it has fallen apart just about a week before it's supposed to happen. This whole thing with the Storm Area 51, the founder has pulled out of Alien stock because he fears it's going to be another fire festival, which, let's not kid ourselves, this is somehow even worse organized than the fire festival.
I got to his office fully prepared to his
In July, Matty Roberts seemingly joked about storming Area 51. 2 million people signed up for the event, and it got known as Storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us. Decided to put a music festival together in nearby Rochelle, Nevada. Is that right?
Rachel.
Is it Rachel?
It is Rachel.
It is Rachel. It's Rachel, Nevada. Population of 54. That's why I've never heard of it. Sorry. Mm-hmm. On Monday, he said he is pulling out of Alien stock, citing a lack of infrastructure, poor planning, risk management, blatant disregard for the safety of the expected 10,000 plus Alien stock attendees. So this thing is a mess.
10,000 people are not showing up in the middle of the desert. I'm sorry.
But
they are not.
My guess is that if they were even ready for 500 people, they would go with it. It ain't going to happen.
We're going to send Ian out there.
Yeah.
Just to see what.
Are we?
No, I'll definitely go out there. Yeah. I was planning on it anyways.
So, I mean, we're not going to pay for gas or anything. Or
of course
lodging.
I would never ask that of you, sir.
Absolutely no
incidentals.
No,
we actually would pay for lodging at the E.T.-themed Little Alien Hotel.
The Little
Hotel.
Alien? Yeah. Actually, they have been booked up ever since this was announced, so I'm going to be sleeping
Doesn't
in the Jetta.
Doesn't that sound like a cat house?
The person
the
who...
Little Alien, whatever, the E.T., whatever. It sounds like like an alien brothel.
Don't they have a whorehouse out there somewhere?
Yes.
They do.
Well, so it's on the way outskirts, but yeah, it is alien-themed.
Well, I guess the person who answered the phone when this person was doing a report on the whether this whole thing was going down, the person who answered the phone at the Little Alien Hotel said that the festival Alien Stock is going forward even without Roberts.
Okay.
Yeah, meanwhile, the person who's just orchestrating the entire thing. We're still going to go.
When somebody they just arrested two Dutch guys. Did you see that? Who were hanging out right outside of Area 51?
Yeah, the most annoying part of that, like, though, is that they were saying, we're getting in more trouble because we're YouTubers.
No, you're getting in trouble because that's a secure government facility.
And also, nobody cares about your douchey YouTube channel, you loser.
And I'm sorry, but you're also, technically, you're not, if you are not a, it's one thing if you're an American, but if you're not an American and you're doing that, should be double, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because you're also, you're in a foreign country and you're trying to get into a government facility
yeah.
Even if it's a dumb joke. It's just a prank, bro. God, I wish they would have tased the hell out of them and put that on YouTube. I would watch that all day long.
I'm going to double down and say that YouTubers do deserve worse punishments. I hate YouTubers. If that's your thing, if you're a YouTuber, especially a prank YouTuber.
The prank YouTubers.
The worst.
You are the scummiest scum of the scummiest scum in the universe.
And everyone knows. Scum between my toes.
Yes. Not even. I mean, worse than that.
Everyone knows that your crap is fake, by the way.
Yeah, it's all fake.
So the quote here is, I was riding in a parade. A man in Madison, Tennessee was seen blowing kisses at passing drivers and appeared to be doing pull-ups while riding on top of a moving car in Madison, Tennessee. The man was identified in court documents as Ronis Sillers following his arrest on September 5th. Disorderly conduct. According to the arrest report, he was driving around on the afternoon of August 29th when pictures circulated on social media showing the 31-year-old hanging onto the roof of the car while driving all over the area, including along the interstate. Him and his wife, Amanda, were hanging out. And they got arrested for driving recklessly, as well as she was driving with a suspended license. Sellers disputed the charge and said it would not stick. I won't accept no plea for them, he said.
I can't tell exactly what kind of car it is. I mean, it's one thing, because if you're at a parade and you're sitting on like the back seat of the, you know, the top of the back seat mm-hmm. in a convertible, if you're in a nice Sebring or a convertible
you
Mustang.
Just won Miss County Fair.
That's
hell yeah,
right.
You did, yeah. Susie. Good for you.
Miss Congeniality. Uh-huh. Or why is there no uh-huh. Mr. Congeniality? Does my personality not matter? but he's like on the top of a 1998 Toyota Camry.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you doing?
I mean, the car still runs great.
He said, look, it's not fair that other people can be in parades and I can't.
The people in the community, it didn't bother them. They were just like, wow, taking pictures. It just made their day. I was having fun. Enjoying a joyful day. It was a birthday party and a celebration. We celebrating a great new job offer. I was riding in the parade, my own little parade. I shouldn't have been charged for riding on top of the car because they don't charge people when they're having parades.
You got to have a permit for a parade.
That reminds me of like 7 of my best friends when I was in college.
Like, just be like, I was drunk.
That could be audio of them. Yeah, I was hammered.
I was drunk, uh-huh. and just give me the ticket and let me move on with my life. But don't try to claim you were in a parade, you dumb hillbilly.
And how rude of you to assume that there's dumb hillbillies in Madison, Tennessee.
Did you hear his voice?
Yeah.
That guy's a dumb hillbilly.
I was in a parade. 2 Florida men jailed on felony charges after they allegedly threatened a McDonald's drive-thru worker with guns because their hamburgers were cold. Juwan Davis and Jordan Dunn brandished 2 pistols in a threatening manner when they were at the drive-thru window at a McDonald's in Bonton Beach.
So I'm trying to wrap my head around the process because everybody, if you leave out my sweet and sour sauce.
It's not.
Or the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Is it in there? It's not.
You forgot an item. All of that is very frustrating. And then you got to drive back through the drive-thru or even worse, go inside. But the thing is, when you are returning food like that, you need to be very nice. Because otherwise, you got to imagine, your food's going to get messed up. If I was going to expect anybody to spit in somebody's food or do something to it, it'd be the guys who are brandishing guns at the drive-thru. Right?
Are you a person who goes back if your order is incorrect?
I'll just deal with it. I'll just sadly,
I
angrily deal with it. Yeah.
I'm
going to write an angry email. No, I'm not. I'm going to post a Yelp or no, I'm not.
I mean, if it's a complete lack of sweet and sour sauce, and I have none at home, I may go back.
What happens if your order is completely wrong?
I mean, I don't know.
What if
you go back if your order?
What if they really
totally
messed up
not even
and
your
put
order?
Lettuce and tomato on your burger?
You pull lettuce and tomato off.
Yeah.
If the tomato is on top of the lettuce, because the tomato will sink in.
Yeah.
Like that.
What
nasty,
if it sinks in?
No. I mean, I'll still eat it.
They paid for 5 hamburgers, and they felt that the hamburgers were not hot enough. So they sent them back, make some comments about, we don't play around with our food.
They didn't point the gun at me. They pulled it out and, quote, unquote, said, I do not play about my food.
They're upset about the food being cold.
Right. They're still after the first car at the window.
They're going to eat jail food instead. They can always make a complaint, but it probably won't get any warmer.
They can eat jail food instead.
I like how hard these dudes are. Like, I don't play with my food. I'll play with my McDonald's burgers.
And the way the cops caught
him, you bitch.
The way the cops caught him, they just go, sir, guys, if you could just pull up to the spot number 1 up there, we'll bring the food right out. That's when the cops show up.
Ah, you got me.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
How are we going to just turn off or put away all of our stuff? We forgot the show wasn't over.
I love that.
All of our headphones are away.
Hang on.
You're like the big bosses in town today, right?
God, I'm so stupid. I'm literally like, I'm looking around for my headphones like, where are my head? Oh, I just packed them and put them in my bag.
I did the same thing.
What is wrong with us?
Oh.
We're real, God, we
real
suck.
Fine-tuned machine today.
Here's today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I'd much rather live in San Diego than San Francisco.
You gotta wear a windbreaker 24/7.
I look good in a windbreaker, though. I mean, put on some in a windbreaker.
Okay.
I could be easily mistaken for a mall cop.
So Mahoney is talking about, well, we were talking about San Francisco and how it's always cold in San Francisco. And you were saying you look good in a windbreaker, and specifically this other item.
Mm-hmm.
I will say it does pair very nicely with the windbreaker.
It does, and I would be not mad if I was mistaken for a mall cop while wearing these particular items.
What is that particular item? 702-791-1075. First person with the correct answer gets tickets to go see Hobo Johnson coming to Las Vegas Friday, October the 18th. Going to be over at the House of Blues for the fall tour.
I would love to be the mall cop on the Segway, though.
Oh, have you ever ridden a Segway?
It feels like it would be difficult.
I rode a Segway one time over at the amazing Jonathan's house, of all places, and I almost crashed it into a curb, and ever since then, it spooked me. I won't do it again.
Do you have to have, like, insane balance?
No, it's a self-balancing gyro, which is what the, you know, the inventor of it said it was going to change the world.
But he drove off of a cliff and died on a Segway.
And then I think the hover round guy also, his name was Tom Cruise. I think he also fell off a cliff.
Yeah.
Why are they doing these things insanely close to cliffs?
Right. Just go on like a road anywhere that has the little barricade thing that would keep you from going over. Or I guess that's also a bad idea if you're on a Segway, because if you go into that thing,
like in your cul-de-sac, you know what I mean?
It's down the street that you live on, maybe. I don't know.
And if you haven't watched the amazing Jonathan documentary on Hulu, give it a watch. 100% worth it.
Haven't watched it yet. Pretty good.
It is, but it's, you know, obviously kinda sad. He's dying.
Yeah, but he's been dying forever. So I know. It's just It's just like, you know, they rolled this out like he just started dying.
Yeah, but we've known for a while that he's been sick.
Yeah, he's been sick for a long time. Yeah. But really funny guy. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Sean.
Sean, correct answer. Mahoney wants to wear a windbreaker with?
Blue blockers.
There you go. Hey. You get tickets to go see Hobo Johnson. Thank you for listening this morning, man. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate you, too.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee's silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.